This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Health News on KYW News Radio, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross.
The Trump administration, in an unprecedented move favored by the president's controversial health secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., decides to reduce the number of routine vaccines that the CDC recommends for all children in the U.S. KYW's Vic Raghupathy tells us the policy decision is roundly criticized by both physicians and medical experts.
The Centers for Disease Control no longer recommends vaccines for the flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, some forms of meningitis, and RSV for all children, rather just for high-risk groups. President Trump said in a Truth Social post, quote, all children will only be recommended to receive vaccinations for 11 of the most serious and dangerous diseases. But chair of the Committee on Infectious Diseases for the American Academy of Pediatrics, Dr. Sean O'Leary, says those shots now omitted from broad recommendations are crucial.
Anytime a child goes without recommended immunizations, they're at risk for these diseases that we can prevent with a very simple, safe, effective intervention.
The federal government is now recommending a vaccine schedule which closely resembles that of Denmark. Dr. O'Leary says considering the vastly different populations, risk factors, and resources, the U.S. should be relying on its own thoroughly researched findings.
You can't just copy and paste public health. These decisions that we have made historically reflect decades of scientific research, ongoing safety monitoring, rigorous review by experts who focus on protecting children in this country, in the U.S.
Vaccines dropped from broad CDC recommendation are still covered by insurance. Experts say you should consult with your doctor regarding vaccine schedules. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.